I want to ask you something, mate. This won't
take
you.
I'll tell you something before you ask me something.
Yep.
If you've been in the army and in infantry and assigned to a regiment, the RAR, the Royal Australian Regiment, and you don the Skippy badge, you join with the greatest bunch of guys that you'll ever meet while you're there, and you know on a first name basis, you sleep with them, you ship with them, you eat with them, you go on R&A, you root with them and everything, you know, you drink with them. And I'll tell you what, 10, 20, 30, 40, and even now today, 50 years later, they come first ahead of anybody else. If you wore the Skippy badge, I don't care what battalion, what company, I don't care whether you went on the two-way range and were shot at, the mere fact that you were in the regiment makes you a brother of mine. And if there's anything I can do to help a guy that wore the Skippy badge, I'll do it, regardless. Sometimes to my own detriment, my own personal cost. But it's a thing that you can't describe to civilians. It's a camaraderie, a brotherhood, because you know he's got your six, I've got his six, and that's military, but it means I've got your back.
Mate, can I ask you?
Sorry, mate.
No, don't be silly. I just stood up to get the camera and take it. I don't know if those photos will turn out.
No, I don't. I didn't know you're taking photos.
Mate,
sorry.
Do you remember basic training? I don't know if yours was the same, but basic training, one of the first things you got issued was, besides uniform, you had khaki, fur felt,
yeah,
bloody everything else, boots GP, or you might have got boots AB and gaiters. Remember the first thing? Before you got your rifle, you got, what was it, first thing got issued, like, weapon that you got issued? And scabbard?
Scabbard and your bayonet,
So your bayonet, right? Now, besides learning about your bayonet and how to use it and stuff like that, do you remember the big thing you get sprung for with your bayonet? It's a word that starts with in, I-N,
no, I can't.
Insecurity. You ever heard the charge insecurity?
Oh, yeah.
The charge insecurity, if you leave your bayonet, someone gets it. Ah,
in deep shit.
Your bayonet. I've got your bayonet, smart boy. Insecurity. Now, do you remember what insecurity is about? What that charge of insecurity is about?
Not leaving your weapon. Not letting your weapon.
Mate, I'm not going to be a smart ass and say play the guessing game. I remember it well, and stuck with me my whole life. For me, it's. Are you right, mate?
Yeah, I'm right.
Ralph's just going to the tissue. Sorry. So for me, with Greg Amies, with bloody Gav de Cruz, with a heap of... sorry, I can't talk.
Yeah, go on, sorry.
We all remember, you get issued your bayonet, and then it's a competition to find if he's left his bayonet unsecured. And the reason for insecurity, mate, wait for this, reason for insecurity charges is because blokes who knock stuff off in the army are a cancer to morale, and they're gone like that. If someone's a thief in the army, he's gone like that. Now, Ralph, I'm going to ask you a really serious question because a lot of bad shit's been said about you.
Yeah.
You look me in the eye, mate. Yeah. Are you a thief?
No.
I know you're telling the truth. I know you're telling the truth. I know you got caught up with bad bastards, your co-conspirators, leading the push.
Never stole a thing in my life.
I know that's the truth,
that
Ralph.
That I can recall. not that I can recall. I've never stolen anything in my life.
I know that is the truth, because you
were accused of theft one time, but subsequently found that it wasn't me, it was somebody else.
Ralph, you don't have to say more than that. You got caught, anyway, I'm not going to sully this by saying who you got caught up with. We all know, everyone listening to this now, any Australian knows who it is. But you're not a fucking fraudster. You are not a man who goes out, you're a man who lives a bloody sober, sedate life. I've been here with you observing for long enough. You friggin' know down to the second when your credit card things are due. Tell me about the bloke with the motorbike who gave you credit in Borneo.
Sarawak,
yeah. What do you say to you? What do you say about you, the sort of bloke you are?
Well, when I went back and visited him and I was looking at the Harleys he had there and I purchased my Kawasaki off him. His little Chinese bloke speaks beautifully. He came out, hello, Mr. Ralph, how are you? I'm good. I'm looking at the Harley. He said, do you like them? I said, yeah. He said, you want one? I said, yeah, but I can't afford one. He said, Mr. Ralph, your credit good with me. because I paid off the previous bike in 20 months over on a 24-month loan. You know?
This bloke is meticulous. I am shamed by being in Ralph's presence in the way that Ralph runs his affairs here. And the other thing, Ralph, just a quick comment.
You've been watching it.
Mate, I know. I see the way, like, with the tiniest things.
Yeah.
You pay your dues to everyone. You live here in a predominant...
That's what I was taught. That's what I was brought up. Respect your elders. Respect other people's property. Don't lie. Don't steal.
I just think it's a...
Old school, mate.
It's... Well, here's...
And then add to that old school from my family upbringing... Military discipline and the service period.
You've never left the army, have you?
No, not in my head. The biggest regret is I haven't killed anybody in the last 48 years.
Ralph, mate, look, you say stuff like that to lighten the mood and to get everybody feeling comfortable and stuff like that. That's bullshit.
No,
I'm not going to edit it. It's, what is recorded is what is recorded. What you said is the truth, right?
Yeah.
That's when you get in the shit, you edit stuff. You, all right, well, you put that one out. Stop. Well, let me put this one back. You have done what you just described, and I've seen your reaction to recalling it, and I know what it means to you as a human being to have done that. And I know the first one, Ralph, we're not talking about it now, but the first time that happened was hand-to-hand, and it was a fucking knife, and and you spent time in...
I spent time in a psychiatric ward.
No, but this is the first field hospital.
Yeah.
You...
Well, in the first of the hospital, I went for a psychiatric ward, but they pumped me full of drugs because I was a nervous wreck, spewing my guts up.
Not long after you arrived in Vietnam.
That's right. But anyway, put that aside from it.